Hello, I want to welcome you today. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory. I want to welcome you to this broadcast, and I pray today that the broadcast will be a blessing to you, and that God will touch your heart, and that you will be encouraged this day. Please let me pray with you. Father, I pray for all the listeners today, that God, you touch them with your precious word. May the Holy Spirit go across these airways and encourage the hearts of your people today. May America be blessed. I pray for our leaders of our country and our nation, that you'll give them wisdom and understanding of which to lead this great nation of ours. I pray for our protection, and I pray for our deliverance, O God. And I pray that you bring hope and encouragement to the hearts of your people. If there be one that listening that does not know you as Lord and Savior, I pray this day they'll receive Jesus and they'll make you their Savior. Lord, I pray today that you reach down and make this broadcast a blessing to the people, and that God, you will use it, that we will have hearing ears and receiving hearts, and that you will use this broadcast to encourage the multitudes. And I thank you for it in the name of Jesus. I want to ask you a question. Have you ever had anybody stand by you that you could really count on? You know, when you was really in a bad fix and you were going through a hard time and you had that one that just stood by you. That's what I want to talk about today, someone that stood by me. Today I want to tell you about one in the Bible that was going through a hard time, a very dangerous time, and a time that not only his life, but all the people with him, their lives were in danger as well. And I want you to go, if you will, to Acts chapter 27, and I'm going to be reading from Acts 27, verse 23. And this is Paul speaking to the men on the ship with him. He said, "For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve." And verse 24 says, "Saying, Fear not, Paul, thou shalt be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me." And I want to think about this part right here. Be of good cheer, for I believe God. And that's what I want to tell you today. Be of good cheer, for I believe God. Be of good cheer, believe God. On this passage of scripture, Paul was on his way to go before Caesar to be tried. And he had warned the mariners, he had warned them not to set sail when they did, because it was time of the hurricanes and storms. But the Bible says in this chapter that a soft south wind came. And when that soft south wind came, it deceived them and they thought it was good weather. But Paul told them, said, "No, stay in dock. It's too dangerous to sail now." But they overrode what Paul said, and they went on anyhow. And when they set sail, they hit a horrible, horrible storm. The Bible says they went for a long time and didn't even see the light of day. The storm was so fierce that they had to throw everything overboard to try to lighten the ship. And the Bible says that all hope was gone. All of their hope was gone. They were on a vessel that was in a mighty storm. They was on a vessel that they had lost everything on that vessel. They had to throw it overboard. They was on the vessel and they couldn't see the light of day. They couldn't see a break in the storm. They was on a vessel and they had no words of hope. They were on a vessel that was set out to sink. They were on a vessel that had not heeded sound words from a man of God. Can you relate that to anything that you've heard of today? Oh, think about that. Think about it real good. But the Bible says that Paul went away and he prayed. And as he prayed, God sent an angel to him. "For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whom I serve." And he told me, he said, "The angel has told me that we're going to be all right, but we had to stay on board." And that's the message that's going out across our land today. If you'll just trust God, stay on board with God, it'll be all right. Your vessel will be all right. We've been in many storms before. I've been in many storms, traveling across this country, trucking for Jesus with my husband, and taking our mobile chapel into truck stops for 37 years, traveling across the land. I want you to know we have encountered some storms, but I serve the master of the storms. I remember one time in particular, we were in a truck stop in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and we had our 18-wheeler there, which is our mobile chapel, and it was parked there. And their sirens began to sound, and they gave a warning to run to the truck stop that a tornado was on its way. And as we come down out of our chapel, we began to go across the truck stop lot with the rest of the truckers. And I told my husband, I said, wait a minute, if I die, I'm not going to die in a truck stop. I'm going back to the mobile chapel. I'm going back to the Trucking for Jesus chapel. And if I go, they're going to find me in that Trucking for Jesus truck. That's where I want to go. So my husband and I ran back inside the chapel, and you could feel the fierceness of the wind coming. And all of a sudden, we felt a surge of wind come up under our 18-wheeler, and it began to pick all 18 wheels up off of the ground. And you could feel that tractor and trailer coming up off the ground. And we began to pray and ask God to deliver us and spare us. And as soon as we prayed, we felt that trailer and the truck go right back down on the ground, and just as it's come up, it eased right back down, all 18 wheels back on the ground, and the tornado jumped over us, and it went on its way. God protected us in that storm. Sometimes we have to ride out the storm. Sometimes He will keep us from the storm. Sometimes we are devastated by the storm, but God still brings us through, and He is still the master of the storm, and Paul knew this. And on that ship that day, we can see it parallel to a time that we're in our country. We're on a vessel, our country, that's in turmoil and a lot of trouble. We're on a vessel that's encountering a lot of storm. We're on a vessel that we're throwing stuff overboard, just trying to lighten our load up to make one more mile, just one more trip, just one more. But let me tell you, there was one on board that ship that prayed to God, and I pray that there are many on this ship today that are going to pray to God and ask God for divine intervention. That's what Paul asked for. And the angel of the Lord came and told him, said, you got to tell them to stay on board, not to leave the ship. In other words, ride out your storm. And that's what they did. This time, they listened to Paul. Isn't it amazing that they had to get in a terrible storm before they'd hear the man of God? But you know what? It doesn't make difference. I tell you what, even if you're in a storm and it could have been prevented, don't let that stop you. Listen to the word of God now. He can still help you even in the middle of the storm. Some of you are having storms with your health. Some of you are having storms in your marriage. Some of you are having storms with your children. Some of you that I'm talking to, you do not even know where your children are. But I am telling you, if you'll seek God, He'll see you through this time, and He'll help you in this hour of need that you're in. Paul come to him and he said, be of good cheer, I believe God. Now when he spoke these words, the waves and the storm had not ceased. The storm had not eased up. Things, the light of day had not come. They were still rowing. They were still trying to right the ship. They were still trying to get everything under control. And everything looked terrible. It looked bad. But Paul stood up and said, I believe God. Oh, would we not have men and women that will stand faithfully right now and say, I believe God. I believe God, with Him all things are possible. And I believe God that if we'll stand faithful to Him, that He'll see us through any storm. And when Paul has spoken these words, the Bible says that the ship came where two seas met, and it ran aground. And when the ship ran aground, it broke up. And when it broke up, the Bible says they jumped into the water. And some got to shore. They were strong swimmers, and they swam to shore. The Bible says that some had to come in on boards. And then the Bible says that some had to come in on broken pieces to the island that they had come to. And you know, it really doesn't matter how you get to safety. You may be a strong swimmer. You may have to come in on board. And some of you are coming in on broken pieces. But the main thing is that you get to shore and you get safely. And just like Paul said, they got there safe. No life was lost because one man stood up in the middle of a storm and prayed and sought God and could proclaim in the darkest hour, say, I believe God, and God has told me that we're going to be all right. There stood by me someone who had a message. There stood by me someone who gave me hope. There stood by me someone who told me the remedy of the condition that we're in. That, I believe with all my heart, was the Lord that stood by. And how about you? Do you want God to stand by you today and speak into your spirit and give you hope and encouragement? Paul did. And you know, when they got to shore, they were all wet and they were all cold, and they built a fire. And the Bible says that Paul was picking up sticks to put on the fire. And when he did, a viper come out of the sticks and the wood and latched onto him and bit him. And it was a deadly, venomous viper and was only seconds that he was supposed to fall over dead. And the Bible says that all the natives was watching him to see when he would die. Isn't it amazing that when something happens that people are standing around not really trying to help, they just timing you to see how long you're going to stand on your feet. See how long it'll take before you sink. See how long it's going to take before you die. But I tell you what, he still believed God in the storm. He believed God in the ocean. And he believed God on the island. In other words, he believed God no matter where he was located. And the Bible says that Paul shook that thing off in the fire, and it had no harm on him. And when he did that, and the people saw that it had no harm, God gave them favor on that island. And Paul had a healing ministry. They began to bring the sick folk there, and Paul prayed for them, and God healed them. And not only did they have revival after the storm, God gave them provisions to go on their journey. God gave them favor with the people on the island, and they provided provisions for them to continue on. Let me tell you something. Even after a storm, God can still give you favor. God can protect you, and God can bring a revival. It makes no difference what the situation and where you're at. That's what Paul happened in his life. But if you could have anyone to stand over you and speak into your spirit, what would they say? You know, I believe if Nora could stand over you right now, he'd say, keep on preaching and keep on working on the building. The flood is coming, but hang on, because the rainbow is coming too. I believe if you would let Abraham stand over you, he would say, keep looking for that city whose maker is God, for there is a birth of a new generation of covenant people that will come in God's time. And I believe that if Lot's wife could stand over you, she would say, don't look back. The past is gone. Look toward God's new beginning. And I believe if Joseph would stand over you, he would say, never lose sight of your dream. The palace is in sight. And I believe if Jacob, Joseph's father, would stand over you, he would say, never lose hope, never lose heart, the wagons are coming. You see, when Joseph's brother told Jacob, their father, that Joseph was still alive, he did not believe them. But when he saw the wagons that Joseph had sent down to his father, then he believed that his son was still living. The wagons are coming. And he would say, just hold on, God's going to send the wagons to you. And I believe if Moses' mother could stand over you, she would say, a basket of faith will override any obstacle. Never give up on your children. And I believe if Joshua could stand by you right now, and Caleb, they would say, believe the good report and possess the inheritance God has promised you. And I believe if Shamgar, the little farmer, that had to fight 600 soldiers with an ox goad, if he could stand over you, he would say, just whatever you have in your hand, it will be enough to do the job, to do what God has called you to do. And I believe if Samson would stand over you today, he would say, be careful who you let do your hair. Amen? I believe if Ruth would stand over you, she would say, stay in the field that God has placed you in. Work hard. Guard your name. Because your kinsman redeemer is on the way. And she would also say, always do the right thing. I believe if King Saul could stand over you, he would say, always remember that obedience is better than sacrifice. I believe if King David could stand over you, he would say, always remember that the Lord is your shepherd, and you shall not want. I believe if Naaman the leper could stand over you, he would say, just keep on dipping until you're made whole. I believe if Elijah could stand over you, he would say, never overlook the widow woman, the two sticks, the handful of meal, and the oil, because that is a miracle for recipe. I believe if Hezekiah could stand over you, he would say, put your face to the wall and pray. There may be 15 more years to be added to your life. I believe if Job could stand over you, I believe he would say, never forget no matter what comes, and don't forget that always remember that your Redeemer liveth, and that he is the one that can turn the captivity. You see, the term Redeemer in the Old Testament took on a new meaning, a different meaning from what we use. A Redeemer was one that would come buy back what you had lost and return it to you. And even Job had lost everything. He said, I know my Redeemer liveth. Even though I have lost everything, I know it's going to be all right. God's going to bring it back. I believe Job would tell you to stand up right now in the middle of your storm, in the middle of all things that's come against you, and declare, and tell you to declare, I know my Redeemer liveth, and I know he's going to turn the captivity. Just as he did for Job, he will do for you. I believe Queen Esther, if she could stand over you, she would say, God exalts, God delivers, God avenges. You have come into the kingdom for such a time as this. I believe if the prophet Isaiah could stand over you, I believe he would tell you the Lord will give you oil for gladness for mourning and the garment of praise for heaviness. I believe Daniel, if he could stand over you, he would say, never quit praying. I believe Jehoshaphat, if he could stand over you, he would say, keep your eyes on the Lord. Keep your tambourine in hand. Keep praise on your lips. Because the valley of Baraka is just ahead. I believe if the four lepers could stand over you, and they would say, don't sit down and die. Move on for God, because God can turn the tide. Just as four lepers sat outside of the gate of a storming city, and the enemy was on the outside, they made a declaration that we need to make today. They said, why sit we here till we die? And when they got up and began to move toward the enemy camp, because the ones inside their city had no food and they were starving, at least the enemy had some food. And when they began to march, the Bible says that God caused their feet to sound like four armies coming down the road. In other words, if you'll say in your heart, hey, I'm not going to sit here until I die. It's bad back behind me. It's bad up in front of me. It's bad right here where I am, but I'm not going to sit down. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to get up. I'm going to do something. I'm going to move forward. I'm going where the food is. That's what the leper said. I'm going where the food is. I'm going where, even though the enemy had the food, they were starving, and they were going where the food was. Listen, if you get hungry enough, you're going where the food is. And you know what? The food I'm talking about, And the thing that will satisfy your hunger is not worldly possessions, it's the things of God. Because God said man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. If you will get hungry enough and you'll move toward the food, I'm talking about the food of God, God will cause your enemies to pack up and flee, just like he did for those four lepers. They got up and they ran, and then the lepers went back into the city where the people were starving, and say, guess what? The enemy's gone. Come help yourself. And you know what? The prophet of God had prophesied that morning, that day before that, that was going to happen. He said, tomorrow at this time, there'll be enough food, but the people didn't believe. But you know what? God's word won't come back void. God's word will not come back void. If you'll say in your spirit, like Paul said, even in the midst of the ship, even in the midst of the storm, even in the midst of everything looking bad, I believe God. If you'll say like the four lepers, hey, I'm not going to sit here and die. I'm going to get up and move toward provision. And our provision today in America is God. And I believe if Jesus would stand over you, dear ones, right now, he'd say this. Don't let your hearts be troubled. I go to prepare a mansion for you. And that where I am, there you can be also. And that's what you need to know today. Don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let it be worried. You've got your mind and your soul fixed on the storms of this earth. This world is not our home. We're just passing through. Let me tell you, God will keep you safe and he'll bless you. He'll help you to get through storm. He'll help you to get up and move in the right direction. He has spoken his word over you. As I've given you a quick review of the ones in the Old Testament of what maybe they could say to us, that's God's word speaking to us. God's word is filled with good things to say to you. How much time do you spend in prayer? You know what? Anyone can tell how much time you spend in prayer and in meditation of God's word and how you react when a storm comes up in your life. They can tell how, because the Bible says, he that trusts in the Lord and will keep his heart stayed on the Lord, that he'll keep him in perfect peace. If we'll keep our mind and heart on the Lord, he will keep us in perfect peace and he will give us the desires of our heart. God will bring our families in. God will bring our children in. God will bring revival to our great land. But we, like Paul, we've got to stand up and say, hey, I believe God. I believe God for signs and wonders and miracles. I believe God for a mighty outpouring of his spirit in these last days. And I believe God for a revival. And you know, we're rapidly approaching that time where great many prophecies concerning the winding up of this age are being fulfilled. And we need to be ready. We need to be ready to give people an answer when they ask. And you need to get in God's Word. You need to prepare yourself for such a time as this. You need to let God's Word stand over you. You need to let God's Word dwell in you. You need to walk in God's Word. And you need to spend time in God's Word. And you need to support those who are preaching God's Word. Today I pray that you'll encourage yourself in the Lord. You know, the Bible says that when David was faced with a great tragedy in his life and all things seemed to be impossible, he got away from everybody else and he encouraged himself in the Lord. His grandma didn't do it. His mama didn't do it. His wife, his children didn't do it. David had to do it himself. I think so many of us have just depended on other people to pray us through. We've depended on other people to tell us the word. We need to know it for ourselves. We need to know God's word for ourselves and stand on the authority of your word. And God is not a man that he should lie. Whatever he has told you, that he will do. You know, the Bible says in Paul's time that, and when the south wind blew softly, they thought that everything was all right. You know, the devil will cause a soft south wind to blow over your life for a little while. And even if those things are wrong and you're in sin, you'll think for a while, oh, it's going to get better and it's going to be all right. And you don't know that you're just facing a hurricane. Let me tell you something. You need to prepare your heart now. You need to get your vessel ready now. You need to let God stand over you and speak into your spirit. So when the time of testing comes, when the time of trial comes, you can say, hey, God stood over me. I'm in His Word, and I believe Him, and I believe God to work mighty miracles. You know, as we traveled across this country for 37 years, going into truck stops, preaching the gospel, the mighty miracles that God worked to keep us on the road has been astounding. How God would send in the Bibles, how God would send in the provisions, how God would send in the finances, how God would send in the souls, the greatest miracle of all, that souls were to be saved. You know, my husband said that he was always looking for an opportunity. He said, he would tell me in the morning, he said, I'm going out and wait for God to make an opportunity. And until the day God took him home, he always said that. In fact, the morning that he went home to be with the Lord, we were in a truck stop in Toltec, Arizona. And he had been out preaching to the truck drivers that morning. And he came back in and he rested a little while, then he turned to me and he said, I'm going back out and I'm going to preach to the boys. And with that, he turned around, and that was the last words he spoke. He went out into eternity, but the last thing was on his lips that he wanted to preach the word. He wanted to tell somebody about Jesus. He wanted to stand over them and give them the word of God. And God honored that. He prayed that he could preach to the day he died, and that's exactly what happened. He prayed that God would give him a sweet crossing, and that's what exactly he done. God gave him a sweet crossing. Let me tell you, God can do the same for you, and God will do the same for me. I pray that God will help us preach to the day we die. I pray that God will give us a sweet crossing. And I pray that God will give us joy for our journey. Will you pray that with me today? That God will give you joy for the journey. No matter what comes, no matter what situation, that God will bring joy to your journey. And God will bring peace to your journey. And God will bring assurance to your journey. It's God's will that you have joy for your journey. Pray for me as I keep on keeping on, and I'm going to be praying for you. You can visit my website. It's truckingforjesus.org. That's truckingforjesus.org. And you can find out more about my ministry. But I ask that you please hold me up in prayer. Hold me up in your thoughts. And join with me in faith as we go across this nation proclaiming the message that Paul said, I believe, be of good cheer, for I believe God, even as it was told me. And I'm telling you the same thing. Be of good cheer, I believe God, even as it is told me in God's Word. Take hope, dear ones. Hold on to your faith. This thing is not over yet. God will see us through. God will help you till the end of your journey. He promised, Jesus promised to never leave you, nor forsake you. Thank you for listening in to the broadcast today, and may God's mercy and may God's grace rest ever upon you. God bless you all as we stand as one nation under God, our mighty, awesome God that we serve. God bless you all. Tune in next week at this same time for another broadcast of God's precious word. Have a blessed day in Jesus. Thank you for listening.